AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It was delayed because of the government shutdown, but the Labor Department says employers added a surprisingly solid 119,000 jobs in September. It's more than double what experts were predicting. Vice President J.D. Vance likes the numbers.
A huge jobs report, and I assume the market is going crazy right now, probably just opened, because what this shows is that the Trump economic policies are actually working. And you've got 119,000 new jobs. Economists thought that we would have about 50,000 new jobs. But
stocks are sharply higher. Verizon says it is laying off more than 13,000 employees as it works to what it calls reorient the entire company and simplify Verizon's operations. The AP's Mike Hempen reports in a poll showing Americans generally like democracy, but most don't think it's working well.
A new Kettering Foundation Gallup poll shows only about one quarter of U.S. adults think democracy is functioning very or moderately well, but around half believe it is functioning very or moderately poorly in the U.S. The results show a sharp decline from several years ago, when a majority of American adults thought democracy was generally working the way it should. The poll also shows few adults think the country's leaders are committed to a democratic governance or believe government decisions reflect the will of the people. The poll is part of an initiative that studies how Americans experience democracy. I'm Mike Hempen.
The AP has learned the Border Patrol is monitoring millions of drivers nationwide in a secretive program to identify and detain people whose travel patterns it deems suspicious. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously occupied homes increased last month to the fastest pace since February. Walmart is raising its financial outlook, setting itself up for a strong holiday shopping season. Starbucks Union is expanding its week-old strike against the company. This is AP News. Five people pleaded guilty to terrorism-related charges accused of supporting Antifa after a July shooting at an immigration detention center in Texas.
A police officer was wounded when he was struck in the neck by gunfire. The federal charges came after President Donald Trump signed an order that designated the Antifa or anti-fascist movement as a terror organization, even though Antifa is not a single group. Federal prosecutors say an Antifa cell carried out an attack outside the Prairieland Detention Center on July 4th near Dallas that included gunfire and fireworks aimed toward the facility. Court documents show that three of the defendants actually carried out the attack, while two other defendants helped the shooter avoid arrest. The five defendants pleaded guilty to one count of providing material support to terrorists and face up to 15 years in prison when sentenced. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.